This is the beginning of the visit with Cookie and Helen, their first run after the 3 or 4 months in Tampa. This Thursday afternoon, the 29th of June, 72, Cookie and Helen, this Channel 2 right. This Thursday afternoon, 29th of June, 72, Channel Cookie and Helen, beginning of the visit with Cookie and Helen, this Thursday afternoon, the 29th of June, 72.
Good.
Here, this is the place where you've seen before.
Oh yeah.
Certainly has, Helen. Ooh. See if I can get some. There's a window that's not even open. When did you get home?
Yesterday. Yep, well, made it yesterday.
Well, I understood that you were going to get here by the 4th. I think you beat it.
Just a little.
Well, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Nice to see you.
And how are you?
Well, that's a bad question.
One that I shouldn't have asked?
Yeah.
She can talk all day and not say that, couldn't she, Guy?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I tell you, it's just nothing going on, is all I can say.
Hot weather.
Nothing but the rent.
Yeah.
Hot weather. There's a breeze. Did you feel it?
No, I missed it. I missed that.
Yeah,
he doesn't need too much breeze.
Well,
now, that there don't put out no breeze.
Oh,
in there.
No.
But it won't hit you. It won't get cookie, I don't think. If it does, he can move over.
No, you won't get much.
You'll just stir it.
It might get just a little bit.
It
sure won't get much.
I think he was spanning anyway.
Board's limitations. According to a spokeswoman in the office of LK Ireland, Secretary of Administration, they received a telegram from the pay board today authorizing the increase up to 5.5%, but the pay board didn't rule on the full package, which included fringe benefits. The full package passed by the legislature included such items as state participation in hospital premiums and was a $22 million pay increase package. The increase will go into effect on July 1st as previously scheduled. The models of the future city of Gainesville were unveiled today before the public for the first time, and our model, Rodney Margo, was on hand to file this report.
There's one thing about it, we don't have to hear it, do we?
That's the nice thing about a radio, you can turn them off, can't you, Guy?
That's right. Yes, sir. That's one thing, the nice thing about these little buttons, isn't it?
Well, Cookie says he's been to town twice already.
Yeah. Today.
He just has to move around a little bit.
Yeah. He hasn't been moving too much.
Not lately.
Well, you don't want to move too much all at once, you know. Just do it gradual. Well, after a while, I thought the way you wrote and talked, the reports got up here, people lived a normal life down there at Tampa. And then I somehow got a little bit more what I thought, you see, that most of the time, the fella just was sort of knocked out. And that's the way you rest, you see.
But they mean to knock you out. They mean for you to rest, because if you don't rest, they're gonna poke it to you so hard you're going to have to rest.
They don't want you to be ambitious down
there. They don't
want
you to do nothing. They don't even want you to wake up to die. No.
Just make it all peaceful.
That's right.
Well, now, that all that leather work and stuff, that was just sort of window dressing.
Well, I mean, you got all enthused over it, and then you just about the time you got interested in it good, well, here they come. Boy, they just tear your morale all to pieces. They just tear you up. Make you feel like you just didn't give a darn whether you even set up or not.
Yes, that's right. And they can do it with the greatest of ease, can't
yes,
they?
Yes, my brother.
And they don't have to say a word.
Just an extra pill or an extra shot a week will just knock you for a loop.
Just make everything dreamy.
Now, boy, I tell you, that 22 pounds I lost, that last 22 pounds I lost, it went off the hard way. You better believe it went the hard way.
You mean down there?
Yes, sir.
You mean you lost weight down there?
Lost those the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, last 2 weeks I went down 22 pounds.
How come?
Well, I went to surgery. The day before I went to surgery, I weighed 143. And yesterday morning, when they weighed me out to send me home, I weighed 121.
Well, they didn't take that much out of you, did they?
They sure did. It's the same scales.
Well, you just didn't eat. He didn't know I was down there for a week, so you know he was buggy.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh, is that right?
I was down there 4 days in a row. He didn't know I was there.
Yeah, they just cut you half in two, that's all.
His sister was down, and he said he just vaguely remembered seeing her. That was all.
Yeah.
Leonard and Sharon were there, and he didn't know that.
They just cut me half in two.
Yep, so no one knows.
Yeah. And then sewed you back together.
I lost an awful lot of sleep that week for nothing, didn't I?
You sure did.
Yeah.
You didn't know
yeah.
It.
Yeah, if you don't think they'll cut you half in two, they don't pull my shirt tail up.
Well, I pulled it up. I didn't know whether I got it all the way out or not. It was so wet.
You got a charge for this, Cookie.
Oh, he's so broken.
Yeah.
Good Lord. It looked like you just got on the wrong end of the saw.
That's a beautiful scar. It really is.
It's healing up right now.
Yeah.
I still think they left a little plug in that thing.
See, they just took all the stitches out.
Yes.
Monday morning.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
You couldn't lie on your back for a while, could you?
He tried it yesterday. It didn't work. I had to lift him up. He couldn't move.
I laid there and got paralyzed. If I'd laid there another hour, I mean, I never would have moved that arm. There's been no way. I couldn't move it then. That arm went just dead and it's cold.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Alice had them, the kids had to rub it and move it, get the circulation back in before I could even pick it up.
Is that right?
Yes, my fella, that.
But he can eat.
And he'll gain those 20 pounds back before you know it.
He can eat.
Yeah, if we can afford to buy the groceries.
He's no great eater. Does he eat?
Yes, he eats. At mealtime.
At mealtime.
He lets you know when it's time to eat.
That's one thing it puts you on is the schedule.
I think there's all this medicine he's taking. I think there's one of those little pills along there that says to keep eating. To keep.
That's the reason I don't got
to make
sure.
Because
then I didn't eat.
You
didn't
eat
take
like
care
you
of
should.
Yeah.
Now you will.
Yeah, because I hate that cold steel.
6 o'clock sharp this morning. He wanted breakfast.
At 6 o'clock. That's a letter for my breakfast.
I was hungry.
Squint.
I'm afraid you'll have to change your schedule.
No, I'll be there
to 7. Unless I go back to work,
no,
I can be home.
I'll get Alice up. She'll get it.
Oh, I didn't work
well, he's no short order man himself.
I can fix it. I can throw them hot cakes on there.
All right.
All you need is a griddle.
Yeah.
You have to have a griddle, or
no?
You use a frying pan.
I use
an old iron pot.
That was one of the nicest, finest stories we ever had around here. All of a sudden, it came out, Helen, up there. Cookie's name rattled off the name of the place. You see, where he was a short order chef for 6 months.
That's right. That's the first, actually the first job I ever had that made me pay any money.
It was a short order chef.
That's right.
And it was a nice job. And you do it all over again.
Yeah, I could step right in there. I mean, if they had the same equipment there, I could step right back in there and start that short order work.
Just do it and think about something else.
That's right.
Yeah. But down there at Max, down there towards the, you know, where we talked about Louis, they still got a griddle. You didn't think too much off that place.
No, I don't. Still don't.
Somebody told me he still served good hamburger. Made it himself. That's hard to believe. Who would tell me? Somebody would.
It wasn't me.
No, that wasn't you. Because all you said was that he pinched his pennies.
Blame right. He'd actually throw that bread in that hamburger.
Oh,
that old
yeah.
Stale bread in that hamburger, yes, sir. Yeah.
As Mother says, stretching it.
Yeah.
It stretches it.
Yeah.
And she was here.
My
His
mother
mama.
Was. Yeah, they got a wild hair.
And hurry. It started.
Yes,
she wasn't ready to go.
No, she never
one
ready to go.
One only thing she could do about it was just get in the car and go, but she wasn't ready.
Who was that?
The youngest brother.
Yeah. You mean the one that was in the quartet?
That isn't the youngest one.
Uh-uh.
This is the young, the...
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to say the baby of the family, but he isn't because Andre is the baby of the family.
Yeah.
He's the next to the baby. Well, they had been gone since Monday night. Just came back this morning.
Well, now, had you heard them sing before, Helen?
Uh-uh.
This was your first exposure. And Cookie hadn't heard them.
Mm-mm. Just their record.
Well, you heard the record.
Yeah, I heard the record, part of it.
You heard it all on tape.
I don't believe they ever did hear it all.
Yes, you did.
I think it really jumped when we started all over again.
Oh, yeah.
But when you heard them down here, it all sounded familiar, that type of music?
Oh, that's hillbilly music.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
bluegrass. It's
different
from any
other.
It's bluegrass music.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard Flatten Scruggs. Have you ever heard Flatten
Earl Scruggs?
On TV and radio for years and years and years and years since I was a little girl.
Yeah. Is
that's
that
the time.
That's the time.
You know, they have a bluegrass festival in Virginia.
Yeah.
In fact, they did a couple, 3 weeks ago. It lasted for, I know, 3 days. I don't know how much longer, but it was strictly bluegrass music.
But now, you never do that type yourself.
No. I don't know how to play the instruments. I just never could pick up such stuff.
Oh, yeah. You need to have the instruments.
You have to know how, you know, uh-huh.
Well, that was the biggest surprise I ever had. All four of them got out there, and all four of them had an instrument. I didn't expect that.
They didn't have all of them with them. There's a mandolin player.
One player, he was.
Another or two instruments?
No, just one.
Just one more?
Just a mandolin. Only one wasn't there.
He has another instrument. But I know this fella, he and his wife and his mother-in-law just came back from Virginia a couple weeks ago. And they went to the Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah.
And they were up there 3 days that I know of. I don't know whether it lasted any longer or not. It was on Back on the Mountain. I forget which one.
Yeah. You mean...
in Virginia.
One of these?
A Bluegrass Festival. No, I don't know whether they were there or not, but I mean...
Oh, I see.
That type music, though.
Yeah.
Was there. Strictly that type music.
Yeah.
Because they were telling me about last Sunday, a week ago. They had been back for a few days, not too long.
Well...
maybe a week. But anyway, they had gone. They were up there 3 days. I don't know where.
But we don't hear any of that down here.
No. I never have.
That's the first I ever heard.
Now there's some stringed instrument music in around Lottie.
Uh-huh.
And Loch Lucy. Mm-hmm. On weekends. Either Friday night or Saturday night.
Whereabouts?
I don't know. One of their joints.
There's some joint around there.
No, I know it is because William Todd goes quite often. Do you know the name of the place?
Yeah. Pat's Fish Camp, Loch Lucy.
That's the headquarters.
That's where they play at. That's one of them.
Yeah.
But I know they're on weekends.
Pat's Fish Camp.
Because I don't know just what I know the string music now. I don't know just what type.
It's every kind.
You know.
Yeah.
But
you
I do know they
and they play it.
But now I do know that in Lottie they're starting these Saturday night things again. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, the whole business.
Yeah.
Once a month or I don't know how often, because Aunt Mary Beach was telling me about them again. She goes with her daughter. And Grandma Todd went one time, and they had a barbecue in the afternoon. Grandma said she never said so much in all her life.
Credentials Committee. Should all 207...
Oh, they combined the whole thing. Barbecue and the scene.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh. And you can... and you, it's in an open pavilion, and you take your own chairs... whatever you want. If you want to take a quilt to sit on the ground in sawdust or what have you. And sometimes it goes on all night.
You have one up in...
they do that real...
West Virginia, up at Dad's. Up near where Dad was... lives. It's the third Saturday night in...
he announced that.
August.
But now, they can come into your home. We got more entertainment at home than we did at church.
Oh, did you?
They played they played everything for us at home.
Oh, yeah.
It was strictly gospel music at church, you know.
Yes.
But
at home,
all.
They played everything. They played the regular bluegrass.
I mean,
the old
hillbilly style.
Music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They practiced all afternoon. We had a lot of fun.
Probably,
yeah.
That's where we should have heard.
Uh-huh. Where.
And then they came back to the house and...
they played that night.
Played that night before they left, and we had sandwiches and ate.
Coffee. We never went to
it
bed until
2 o'clock.
About 2 o'clock.
They left around 1 or something like that. But they, if you get them together, they're just a bunch of funny, you know. And they get to joking along with the rest of it, you know, and it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, it's entertaining in the church.
Uh-huh.
The people
but now,
sat down and listened.
But they just aren't used to that type. But now they go, they have been real often to Leo's mom's and dad's. And they'll practice all afternoon. And then wherever they're going to go, they'll go that night and practice. Maybe they'll come back to their house and practice almost
same
daylight.
Time.
They're still at it. You know, it's just one of those things that, and there's always plenty to eat, and there's, you know, and there's plenty of coffee. They're all coffee hounds.
Mama, she fixes up everything to eat, you know.
Yeah.
Coffee and homemade cornbread and biscuits. Man,
he said Tommy Burnham says he's coming back down.
He said he's coming back down to see me when I'm able to get around.
Now, Is he the leader?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one that doesn't. He's the one that looks sick. He isn't well. But you know, it's real funny. When I got home on Saturday morning, they were there. I wasn't expecting until Saturday noon anyway.
Yeah.
But they were right there. They'd already had breakfast. Of course, they had to have coffee and something more. And it was real funny. Tommy went in the girl's bedroom, climbed up in the top bunk bed, and went to bed. Didn't say yay nor nay. He just went to bed. He slept 4 hours.
Yeah.
And every time we'd check on him, he was just hanging on the edge. I said, I'd love to have a camera that you know, I could have taken with flash. I would have taken it if I had flash bulbs.
Yeah.
He hung his pants on the bedpost. The bed.
Yeah.
You call me, call.
He just needed some sleep.
But why the top bunk bed? I don't know.
Yeah. We had a father to fall.
I'm sure he just has a little girl at home. I'm sure they don't have, you know, a bunk beds for her.
Yeah.
But that was so funny. And every the girls, you know, they constantly check on him. They say, Mama, he's just hanging on the edge. Melvin's real funny anyway. He says, we'll all listen now. It'll be the loudest sound. He's going to get slower.
Now, which is Melvin?
No, he was the tall.
The fiddle player?
No, that he was a funny fella, Hank.
Yeah. Hank
was a better player.
Yeah.
Melvin was the one still on the right behind, in the background.
Oh, yeah.
That's Lewis's brother-in-law.
Yeah.
They're the two that was on, that was a bad drink, and they got connected
the
with these two boys,
and
they pulled
brother.
Them out of it.
Lewis's wife's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis and his brother-in-law was the two that was so bad to drink.
Well, did you know about that?
Uh-huh.
And it lasted all that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Lewis, he always was the honest thing ever lived.
I always said Frank, he could have a dozen boys, but Frank would be more like him than any of them. See, when we were first married, well, Lewis was in my class in school, in the fourth grade. And, he was an honored little boy. Before that, the year before that, the teacher tried to spank him, and he bit her leg. He did. She leaned
kite.
Him across her lap, you know, and was going to spank. He bit her leg. So I leaned him across the table. I had heard about that. And I had a paddle with three holes in it.
Yeah.
And I just blistered his little tail. And, you know, he put his desk right behind mine. And right there he stayed the whole year. And I never had a good trouble out of him. And so after we were married, he used to, they were working around the farm. You know, we lived up in the holler. Frank and Laura, Frank was the baby. And they'd send him after something. And he knew, I always kept everything left over from one meal to the next in the oven. And the boys were always coming in, you know, help themselves. He'd come in and help himself to something to eat. And if I'd had the TV on, he'd sit down and decide to watch something. Maybe they'd send him after nails. And they needed them. And he's always checking the ashtrays for cigarette butts. I got wise to that, and I'd catch him when coming, I'd empty him. Empty them all. But he used to do me that way all the time. And then Leo was the one who was sinning, he'd have to send somebody else to get him. And always find him sitting. Oh, I didn't know he was in a hurry, you know. And I didn't rush him off. And then in the wintertime, when Frank was big enough to help me, he was about three, Lewis would venture around the hill, just come a-poking, about 10:30, to feed the cows hay, when he knew I'd already done it. He knew that I'd have it out to be, because if I didn't, they'd tear the fence down. He had one cow that was off of the moose. He'd tear the fence down all the time if you didn't feed it.
Yeah.
And here comes Lewis just dragging her. Frank does the same thing. I call him Lewis. Dragging around the hill. And he had to crawl. He had to walk around the hill, you know, because the bottom was always so damp. He'd come in and he'd poke around. He'd go out of where he's fed. He'd stay a couple hours and he'd eat a bite and he'd venture home. Just easy going.
Didn't care if the sun never come up.
But he'd rather come to my house than anyplace else.
Yeah.
Now.
And still would. He'd still come to our house and eat. Rather come to our
house
and
certain things
eat.
That he thinks I make coffee just so to suit him. And I make gravy to suit him.
Yeah.
He says, Karen just can't make gravy. And he always did like my gravy. There's certain things he likes. But if Frank was just like it. He's a good-hearted somebody.
Yeah.
But tight, you never know when he has a $50 bill in his pocket and you think he's broke.
Oh.
Ooh. Yep, same way Frank. You never know when he has any money either.
You never know when he's broke or whether he's not.
Is that right?
No, sir. Frank's just like him.
Yeah, he just keeps it to himself.
Yeah. Lewis is always the same way.
Yeah, when I first brought Lewis to Florida, 1961, 62, 60. I took him down to Umatilla and we was picking oranges. I'd take him out there and help him pick his oranges, you know, helping out to make him some money, you know, working myself to death and running the crew too and picking oranges and giving them to him, you know, and buying his cigarettes for him.
Shoot, he had $40 and $50 in his pocket.
One weekend there, well, told me, he said, well, I think I'll go up to Jacksonville. I'm getting tired of picking oranges. I said, you are, yeah. And that scoundrel had over $50 in his pocket, and here I was buying his cigarettes for him and carrying him around here, not keeping him, not charging him no board or nothing, trying to help him out, and here he was just swindling me out of everything he could get. Just think of it. Yeah, he would.
But he would. He's still now. He'd rather come to our house than any place else.
Yeah.
Give me the shirt off his back right now, though.
Yeah.
The last shirt he had on his back.
And he was so worried about Leo the day of the operation that he wouldn't even talk to me. Karen had to talk. He was there. I could hear him in the background, but he wouldn't talk. Usually he calls.
Oh, really?
But he wouldn't say anything. No, he's just that way. But Frank is just like him. Just to a T.
Is that right?
Ooh. He has three boys, but his boys couldn't begin to be as much like him as Frank.
No, no. They're like him as Frank.
You mean Franklin?
Yeah.
Tell him we better go. I'm beginning to hurt.
Well, you hurt a lot. You used to be used to
buddy,
that.
Listen. I've hurt so much in the last 2 weeks. It gets old, buddy.
You have to move around, don't you?
That's right. I just got to keep going.
Can't be still there.
Well, now this is the most comfortable I've been all day. I'm not hurting.
No, boy.
But Cookie, every day you feel it gets a little better, doesn't it?
It's just a little better. I mean, well, then another thing, they kept us in that old air conditioned place down there where we like to froze today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was in post surgery.
Anybody ought to have
that
been
unit was cool.
More and to stay in a place like
that. I had no other alternative. I couldn't get out.
They packed all his clothes away.
That's what I dread. Getting to the point where they've got me. That's
and
all
they had
I
me
dread.
In a bed by golly and tied down, you might say.
Yeah.
Had a suction pump to my side for 9 days with a tube running up here and one running across inside me.
Yeah.
I couldn't move. I mean,
he and the doctor.
Well, you wouldn't treat a horse like that, would you?
God, no.
He told the doctor, just keep his britches on. He had coughed. The doctor was trying to get him to cough. He said, you just keep your britches on and give me time, I'll cough. That made the doctor mad. He walked out.
It's so easy to make him mad, Cookie.
Yeah, one old nurse, she said, I knocked her down twice. Yeah.
He did. She didn't know it, but he did.
She told me that I knocked her down twice. I don't doubt it. Because I give him a fit when I was at myself, I give him a fit.
Yeah.
They brought him from the operating room just fighting like cats and dogs.
Is that right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said that they had a gallon and a half jug fastened, two of them fastened to the suction pump. And from the time he left the operating room with me, they got me up to third floor. Just one from second floor up to third floor. That I had gushed a gallon and a half of blood.
Fighting
through that lung.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Of course, he didn't know what he was doing, but he was still doing it anyway, you know.
And did I come off that elevator?
Before they could even get him in bed, they had to redo all the...
All them girls was up there. That I guess I was the most... I don't know how to put it. I got more publicity than anybody in the hospital, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, they liked you better than anybody.
And any place I went, everybody knew me.
Yeah.
Everybody knew me all over that hospital.
Yeah.
And they even made me a coffee cup and put my name on it. That's ceramic. They sure did.
Is that right?
He fussed about styrofoam cups, and they overheard him, you know. So they went and made him a cup.
These five girls up on the third floor above post-surgery went and made me a cup and put my name on it.
Yeah.
Because I'd fussed about drinking coffee out of styrofoam cups.
I think they were making the coffee for them.
You see what they're doing out there?
Uh-huh.
They're bringing their children up on WPA. feeding him suet, Cookie.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We haven't heard a mockingbird in 2 years.
What's happened to them?
I think those fellas have run them off.
Sure enough.
I know Grandma remarked that she didn't even see a bird. We were out under the tree.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I haven't seen a bird.
We got plenty of them, but they mostly
I think it's the dogs, you know, will keep birds scared
but boy,
away.
Boy, I tell you what.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of the dogs.
There ain't no way. There ain't nobody that knows how much pain I went through with.
You mean since surgery?
Yes, sir.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh, guy. You ain't got no idea.
Well, I've been expecting to get some mail from you.
I couldn't even write out.
Well, I think it's amazing that you're up. It hasn't been long.
It's 2 weeks, too, since they operated on me. See, I had the tubes in.
My gracious, I was.
Are you supposed to drive around?
They told me to drive.
Dr. Golden said.
He told me. He said drive. He said, as long as you don't overdo it. You see, I lost a muscle in my chest cavity. I lost that muscle there. And I lost this one back here.
Yeah.
See, what they did, they pried my ribs apart. I'm so sore. My rib cavity is so sore, you can't hardly touch it.
Oh.
They pried my ribs apart.
Oh, that does
dislocated my shoulder.
And then spread it out.
Spread me open to where they can get in there to get to that lung.
Yeah.
That's why it's so sore. It's not the incision that's sore.
Oh, yeah. Why, you can't hardly push one of them ribs aside there, but what you suffer a month for it.
All right. Now
just ordinary, can you?
That's right. They broke mine in two right here in the pit right there. They broke them in two and dropped them down about 2 or 3 inches. And when they put them back there, they tied them with stainless steel wire.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the knot's up here. See, the muscle's gone right here.
Mm-hmm.
And where they dislocated the shoulder. That's what's so sore. And the first week, he couldn't even use it.
First
lift
week,
his arm himself.
I couldn't even get my arm.
In fact,
arm
until he knew
head.
What he was doing, you know, they took him off the morphine pain.
See, they had
shot.
Me on morphine shots for a week, Faye.
You had to lift his arm for him and exercise it, and he couldn't even do it.
Well, this is the amazing thing is that he's doing what he's doing now.
They don't see how in the world I've got guts enough to get out there and fight it. Everybody else is giving in to it.
But I wrote
they've had to make
him
go.
Night.
Oh, really?
They've had to make him go and put him on therapy, see?
Yeah.
Put him in a chair and tie him there and tie their hands to these here wheels and make him circulate.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't going to make me circulate because I'm gonna manipulate myself. I ain't gonna tie me down.
I had him out on the side of the bed that evening after the surgery.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Sure enough.
After surgery.
Mm-hmm. I had him up on his feet on the chair beside the bed, and the ether bed, you know, ether blanket. We took the blanket out from under him and scooted him around and got him up, and he got back in the bed then, and of course he had to sleep with pillows padded, you know.
Yeah, there for 9 days.
And water. And you know, usually they won't let you have water. But he drank 4 cups Tuesday evening. He kept wanting it, and I gave it to him.
9 days there I had to lay just one position. I couldn't move. With them tubes on my side. Every time I'd move, there's one tube and went in down here, right there. And come all the way up to right there.
To the top of
the top of my lung.
To make sure they had all the drainage. You know.
And then there's one went in right here and went all the way over this side and underneath the bottom of this lung. Of course, when they opened up that cavity where my lungs is at, they wanted to make sure that all them air pockets was out of there with that suction pump, see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they kept x-raying me. Kept x-raying me. And I was operating on Tuesday. And today's what, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
A week ago today, they took the tubes out of my side. 1 week ago today.
Well, the space that was left had to, the lung had to expand and fill, you know.
See, I got
so
that.
So when
they
x-rayed, it didn't, it wasn't completely filled. There was still a space, you know, and they said there was danger of pneumonia, so they had to leave the tubes in. That was on Friday. So that Monday they x-rayed again, there was still a cavity. That's when the doctor was preaching he hadn't breathed deep enough and he hadn't coughed enough. Kept down, there wasn't anything to cough up. And that's the fuss that is, though, about coughing, you know. But
you can't, if ain't nothing down there, you can't cough up nothing.
But there wasn't any, you know, but they said you should cough anyway. That would make the lung expand, and that space had to be filled before they take the tubes out. That's why they stayed in there so long.
Mm-hmm.
But what they did, you see, they took the whole top. They left two little sections of my right lung. Just about like that. Just about like those sections are laying side by side. All right. One of them expanded big enough to make me a lung. Just like you take a balloon and blow it up. And that's what I've got to navigate on.
Until it
gets tough enough to take the punishment. That's why they don't want me to jerk myself, jolt myself,
mm-hmm.
or overdo myself, because that could rupture and cause that lung to collapse. And if it would, they'd have to go right back in there, and I'd be without anything. Whereas in a period of anywhere from 2 to 5 years, that will grow tough enough where it will be equally as strong as a normal lung. But they won't be just won't be as much of it.
No, they said it was most important that that cavity be filled. And he just didn't cough hard enough and breathe deep enough.
See, they
to
sewed up
do
as much of that cavity as they could.
Which was a good thing, because he didn't need to he needed to be quiet a little while, and if that had filled up too fast, he'd been up a hopping away a long time ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It needed to take its time.
Mm-hmm.
But they had one poor fellow in that college though. He was too lazy to cough. He just wouldn't cough, period.
Yeah.
Nurse says he's just too lazy to cough.
He just wouldn't do nothing.
And they had to put the suction pump, you know, in his nose and make him cough. He just wouldn't cough.
And they put that and kept that putting running in my nose bled like a stuck hole.
Just 2 minutes of it. I forgot that.
Oh dear.
Well, Helen, we better go to the house and see what we can get into. See if we can find Frank. I ain't saw him.
We were too late getting over here.
Well, when Lewis went up there to Jacksonville, he didn't come back down where you were.
No. He just kept on getting up. He went to West Virginia and got married and brought his wife back down there in Jacksonville, and they lived in Jacksonville for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he got mad and left Jacksonville.
He would come back
to
Florida now. She would, but she doesn't want to come.
Well, when did he get to acting up?
After he went to Ohio.
Got mixed in with Melvin.
Oh, he didn't do that down here.
No.
No, he didn't.
I
played with your crumbs till I had them all together.
Yeah, that Ohio crowd he got in with.
Oh, yeah.
They had more money than sense, as I said.
Tell him we better go. I'm not all in.
Well, now you're not going.
Well, you need a walking stick.
But you just have to move around every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to get me some more pills.
He came over to get a shot, but he has to come back in the morning. He didn't make it in time. I couldn't get him away. He went to sleep after Mom and left, and I didn't get him awake in time. I thought they didn't close until 5, but it closed at 4:30, so he has to come back in the morning. He has to have shots twice a week. and streptomycin twice a week, and one pill every morning, and a package of pills, and a package of pills at noon, and then two pills at night, and another package of pills. For so many months and so many years. The package of pills, I think he's either 2 or 3 years he's going to have taken.
Really?
But the pills, I've been 6 months, I believe.
But he didn't drink any coffee.
Oh, he has been. But he didn't. He just...
Yeah. Well, you know, that he cut out on all that stuff, probably his system's clear.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to live on that stuff.
No. He's not drinking near as much.
Well, I just stale a puppy, you know.
Well, I mean,
water just as good. And mm-hmm. actually, you see, you can sit here and not drink a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got off of that a long time ago. I got off of it after in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I had that surgery,
mm-hmm.
and it hit me pretty hard. And I guess for about 10 days, you see, I didn't want to do anything. And then I just didn't pick it up again. And it's been the biggest relief I ever had. You see, I'm different from Cookie. I never did like it. It's just a habit. You see, I did so much of that library work. It almost killed me. I just really did. I just did those bibliographies, just one right after another. And it just keep my brain sort of pulverized. And that's how come me to, you know, take it up so much. Now, see, I have a little coffee now, but I don't drink much.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a sip every now and then.
Well, I drank coffee the last 2 or 3 days while Mom was here, but I didn't drink at all when Leo's gone.
Yeah.
I don't have to drink it.
I don't, yes, well, that's where it ought to be. Yeah.
But, once in a while, I fix the cup. Just once in a while.
Yeah.
And once in a while, I fix it and it tastes terrible.
Yeah.
You know, there's times, well, there's times I don't drink coffee anyway.
Yeah.
There's times that I have to leave it alone, it bothers me so.
Yeah.
And when that's, I know, and I just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Oh, but I haven't had any rest, that's my trouble.
Yeah.
I'm
just tired. Not enough hours today.
I didn't work last night, and I don't know whether I'm going to work tonight or not. I may stay home another night.
Yeah.
Then I may go, just depends.
Well, anyhow, it looks like the end's in sight where you can see way clear.
Yeah. It won't be as long as it has been.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
Main thing.
Yeah.
It's too much for me. I'm telling you, I freeze at night. My throat's been in a terrible shape for a month.
Oh, really?
The air conditioning at work.
Yeah.
You just go to work drenched, and perspiration just pouring, and you hit that just like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And I wear a real heavy sweater, and I'm still cold.
Yes.
Through my shoulders, oh, I get so cold. And my throat has been messed up for almost a month.
Yeah.
And it's the air conditioning. It's cold.
Mm. I don't believe I could cope with it.
Well, it is so cold in the cottage that I had to put wool blankets, and you know what army blankets are,
yeah.
on the boys. They use an army blanket with their sheet. And that's how cold it is.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get a bedspread along with my sweater.
How about that?
It's just too much.
Well, maybe you need a little hot coffee.
Once in a while.
Or something. Too.
Once in a while. I don't need anything cold, that's for sure.
No.
No.
Well, Helen, we enjoyed you seeing you.
Yeah, fine. I've been wanting to come down, but the whole thing is, Walton's isn't crowded. It's awfully tiring.
Not crowded, but it
looks
is.
Looks like the figs are drying up and blown away.
Yes.
I
don't know what it is.
We've had rain.
Yeah.
Isn't that dry?
Yeah. Maybe I didn't fertilize them enough.
Well,
Oh, always something.
Yeah.
One way or the other. We'll see you.
Right-o.
Sounds to right around 800, I judge. And the end of the visit with Cookie and Helen this Thursday, the 29th of July, 72. Channel 2 right around 800, I guess. And the end of the visit with Helen and Cookie this Thursday, the 29th of July, June, 72.